Good morning, 7:12 in the morning, Y94. So 2/3 of Americans admit they have named an inanimate object. The most common is a car, but there's other things too. Question to you is this: is there some sort of non-living object that you've given a name to? What is it, and what's the origin of the name?
I got my wife a brand new Explorer, purple and everything, a few years ago. Yeah, we ended up naming it Dora.
Dora the Explorer.
I know, clever, right? The funny thing now is our 2-year-old loves Dora the Explorer, and we have to, like, map quest everything.
Oh, yeah, the map story. I'm with you. Very, very good. Do you guys have some sort of non-living object that you have named?
I named my vacuum cleaner because, you know, Roombas, you name them, and I can't afford a Roomba, so I named my vacuum cleaner.
Wait, so you didn't name a Roomba, you named just a regular...
A normal vacuum cleaner, not a Roomba. Yeah.
So what is your vacuum's name?
Steve.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like Steve would be a nice butler name.
Do you know somebody named Steve that sucks? Or I would assume that there's some sort of... There must be like a reason.
I actually do know a Steve, but I didn't ever connect the two. But no, I don't know. It just seems like a fancy, like, Steve, get Steve out.
Got to clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve, I need you to clean the living room, please.
Yeah, right? Doesn't it sound so fancy? But I'm actually the one using Steve to clean because it's not a Roomba.
Steven or Stephen with a PH is probably fancier.
Oh, maybe I should upgrade to Steve. I'm actually, Jamie's giving me her old vacuum cleaner, so maybe it's time for a new name.
Stefan.
Yeah. Ooh,
what
up.
Should I call this new one?
Kind of like Stefan.
Something fancy.
Jeeves.
No.
Jeeves the vacuum?
Jeeves.
You can't name a vacuum Jeeves.
Most common vacuum naming reason would be that you're naming after somebody you think sucks, I would imagine. So if there's somebody in your life that kind of sucks, you would name the vacuum that.
Okay, I'm coming up with a couple names.
Now, if you tell us that your vacuum is named either Zero or Jamie,
no.
Feelings will be hurt. To be perfectly honest. Jamie, is there something that you've named, some sort of non-living object?
Yeah, I have a couple of things. So I have little cousins that had like a Roomba vacuum, and they were never allowed a dog. So the vacuum was like their pet. They'd take it on walks and things like that. So they named it Benny. And now that we have a Roomba, we call it Benny too, just because I was so used to them calling it. So now I just automatically call it a Benny. So, and my mom has like a Roomba, calls it a Benny too. So we just all now call Roombas Bennies. But I also have, my son has like water, like sippy cups or bottles, and I always call them like his Buppies. So anytime like I have a cup or something like that, it's like a Buppy. So he'll like see my cup and think like say Buppy. So I say, oh, this is mommy's Buppy.
So your coffee mug, you would call that a Buppy.
Yeah, my coffee mug would be a Buppy, a water bottle, a Buppy, a sippy cup, a Buppy.
Can you spell
anything
that?
Anything that's drinkable, a Buppy.
Is it B or P in there?
Bubby, a B.
Bubby?
Bubby.
What's the origin? Did he say it first, or where did it come from?
Well, because he used to have, like, bottles, and then he would just call it his Bubby, and then I just went on, and now it's just everything's a Bubby. And my sister does the same thing, but now her son has, like, a real issue where he thinks his name is Bubby.
Oh, no.
So now he goes to, like, the daycare, and when he tells people his name, he's three, it's Bubby.
Have a sip. In the bar someday when he's like 20-something.
Yeah, it's...
That would be a good nickname, though, Bubby.
Bubby.
I don't know, but...
Not bad.
Now it's just like a little bit weird. He also got kind of confused because my sister calls my mom, and so now he calls like his grandma mom as well. So
that's probably
like,
more common than you think, yeah.
Yeah, they're weird. Kids are weird.
What is the thing you've named? Some sort of non-living object. What is the name? Where did it come from? And obviously, what is the object? 237, it's text the Playhouse, 35270.
The Playhouse in the morning.
We turning it up.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Hello.
You gotta get up.
Wake up.
Welcome, y'all.
Yeah.
Y94.
About non-living, like inanimate objects that you've given human names to. Y94 Playhouse, you done this with something?
I'm kind of weird, and I have a blanket that's named Frank. When I was in college, my roommate had a blanket. She named it Todd. For some reason, I don't know why, my mother bought me the exact same blanket. When I got it, I had to name it, and so I named it Frank. She named it after a singer. I don't even know who it was. So I said that I was going to name it Frank. after Frank Sinatra because I had more class than she did.
Yes, it was my way.
Don't you feel a little weird, though? Be like, yeah, I got to go to bed, but first I got to grab Frank. Got to cuddle Frank. Can't sleep without Frank in bed with me.
I used to have a boyfriend pillow named Frank. Nothing wrong with that.
Where the name, why Frank?
What is a boyfriend pillow? Like a body pillow?
No, a boyfriend pillow.
Please tell me it's that, like,
it's an arm, the arm with, like, with the bodice. Yeah.
You had that?
Yeah.
So tell me, what was going on in your life that you're at such a low point that you had to buy a boyfriend pillow to go to sleep
with? I haven't
with?
Reached that my level
mom,
yet.
My mom got it for me for Christmas a couple years ago.
Sad.
Actually, thinking back now, it kind of was, but it's
did
so
did you
comfy.
Sleep with it?
Yeah, that's what it's for. I'm going to get you one.
I haven't hit that point in my life yet, but give me a couple more months.
You still got, like, Frank in a closet somewhere? Maybe you could just give...
Re-gift yeah. Frank?
No, I think he got wet and I left him outside and he started to mold.
Oh.
What in God's name are we doing with Frank?
Why was Frank outside?
We were taking a bath together and just... Got weird. What's that object you've named?
Hey, you're talking about naming things.
Uh-huh.
I've actually named my bathroom Jim. The reason is if I'm on a phone call that I need to hang up on, I'll just say, hey, I got to go. I'm heading to the gym.
I'm in the locker room of the gym, obviously.
I thought she meant, she means like a workout gym. I thought she meant the name Jim.
Oh, sure.
I think
it's
maybe. A bit of, it's taken that way. It's like it's
yeah.
gym.
Yeah, I'm headed to the gym.
That's a good one, though.
I mean, you already say you're using the John. Might as well go use the John in the gym. Are you seeing some texted things they've named?
Yeah, somebody said, my car is Phoebe the Phlebotomy Mobile. We have carts at work named Walter and Lou. The brand is Waterloo. Somebody else said, my coffee machine's name is Claire. No reason. We call our toilet Phil. Somebody else says, we named our Roomba Dobby, so we call it Dobby the House Elf.
Dobby? From Harry Potter.
Oh, I thought it was Dobby.
I thought it was pronounced Dobby, too.
It's Dobby,
I
feel like.
No, it's Dobby.
Pretty sure it's Dobby.
Wow.
Dobby.
You clearly have to take a look back at your Harry Potter watching.
Wow. Muggle over here doesn't even know Harry Potter. Yeah. Jeez. Do you get an object that you've named? 237, it's text the Playhouse, 35270, tweet snap, at Y94Playhouse. Ed Sheeran, Bieber, I don't care, Y94Playhouse, 722 in the morning. I'm at a party, I don't want to be at... Playhouse in the morning, Y94. Been talking about inanimate objects, like non-living objects, that you have given a human name to. Two-thirds of Americans say they've done this, and we're seeing a ton of them.
Yeah, somebody said, I named my GPS Janet, so whenever it's wrong, I yell, damn it, Janet. Somebody else said, after the engine had to be rebuilt 3 times, we named our car the Itsy Bitsy Trent Weenie Super Silver Brown Up Thingy.
Boy, that's a mouthful.
Oh, yeah.
That is.
Say that 3 times fast. Somebody else said, my mom names her Snowblower Chuck, as in chuck the snow over to the neighbor's yard. Oh, I get it. Chuck the snow.
Hey, yeah, throwing it. You're chucking it over there.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
As in, and throw. What's the object you named?
I have a little Fiat Pop 500, and my daughter named the car when she was 5 Vanilla Ice, because you know you got to go stop, collaborate, and listen. So when we're in it, we're all Ice Ice, baby.
Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
I like it. Did we miss any other texted tweeted ones?
Yeah, somebody said, I have a big rust bucket of an expedition. His name is Chester. We call our dishwasher Charles because he's never working, which my kids started saying because they have an Uncle Charles who's also never working.
Oh.
Boy, I hope Charles never comes over for
yeah.
dinner. Got to stick these dirty dishes in the Charles, but why bother? Ain't going to work anyway. And what's that object you've named?
I name a lot of things. I name my ceiling fan is Turney because, you know, it turns. I'm kind of original in that.
Turney the ceiling fan.
Very creative.
Very. Yeah,
definitely going to see where you're going with that. So Halloween, obviously, days away. And the dominant thing you probably think about when you think of Halloween is kids trick-or-treating, right? But there is another generation of people that tend to celebrate on a day like Halloween. And that is the people that go to the bar in costume and get drunk and love on each other. Those people do something that maybe even they don't realize they do. What that is in a couple of minutes on the show.
Hey! Just one more.
Get caught up with the Morning Playhouse podcast at Y94.com.